Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Welcome to this edition of our Miracle Prayer Day program this morning. We are so happy that you took time out to join us. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 120 minutes. Today's topic is The Power of the Spoken Word, Part 2. We're so glad that you all took time out to join us this morning, and thank you for being here. If you're scheduled to be a participant on this morning's program, we're going to ask that you press 1 on your dial at this time so that we'll know that you're in the queue. We're so happy that you're here, and we want to thank all of you all for being here this morning. It's very, very good to have you here on today's program. I see many of you all have pressed one on your dial, and thank you for that. This time we're going to go ahead and have a special welcome and purpose for our Miracle Prayer Day program this morning. And that will be brought to us by none other than Principal LeBron. We're going to bring her in just one moment. And I just want to say that, once again, we thank all of you all for joining us this morning. I know it's bright and early. Some of you all are getting up at perhaps 4:30 in the morning, and some at 3:30 and some at 5:30 because we're on different time zones. So we want to thank you for that. Many of you all have gotten up as early as 12:30 because you're in the international community. So we certainly do appreciate that. Principal LeBron, good morning and welcome to today's program.
Good morning, and happy Sabbath. Thank you. I would like to say thank you, everyone, for coming on the show this morning. Thank you for waking up. Because that's one thing that God has given us right now. He has given us that gift. He woke us up this morning, and he has allowed us to come into his presence. Today is a Miracle Day program, and this is the time that whatever problems that you're having or situation, know that God has a miracle for you. So there's still time right now to be a digital disciple by just calling a friend or texting someone and letting them know, come on the program. Get your miracle. Get your breakthrough, because today is going to be a special day. So once again, I welcome everyone, and I hope that you will receive your miracle today.
All right. Excellent. Thank you so much for that, Principal LeBron. This time we're going to have our scripture reading and interpretation. But before we do that, I do want to go in and bring in for our opening prayer. Let's start with that first. And we're going to bring our opening prayer by Sister Brignata Bay. Good morning, Sister Brignata. We're so glad that you've joined us this morning. And please go ahead and lead us out with our opening prayer this morning, and as she's doing that, I want to ask Principal LeBron if you would be so kind to give us our scripture reading and interpretation this morning, a scripture of your choice and the interpretation, and that will come to us in just a few minutes. So go ahead, Principal LeBron. Go ahead, Sister Brignata Bay, for the opening prayer.
Good morning. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning. Lord, thank you for camping your angels around us and protecting us from all harm and danger. Lord, as we go forward with your word today, give us more of you and less of us. Lord, you said in your word, there is life and death in the power of the tongue. Let us choose life and life more abundantly. Jesus came to give us eternal life. Jesus defeated Satan. Now let his gift be our weapon. Let your word be our source, because your word, Lord, it does not come back void. Let us lean on you for our wisdom and guidance. In Jesus' precious, holy, mighty name. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. Amen.
Amen for that. Amen. Just before Principal Braun comes on with the scripture reading and interpretation, we just need a couple of housekeepings here. Your names did not come up in the queue this morning, so I'm going to call the first six numbers. And be so kind, if you'd be so kind, and tell us your name and your participation on the program, because it did not show up in the queue. 336-940. Good morning and welcome. Who do we have?
Pastor Castillo Rowe.
Okay, Pastor Rowe, thank you. We have to change that number in the queue. Okay, you're on for the benediction. Yes, we do have you there. And then we have another number here. Let's get to that one as well. Okay, I think we have Port Rosette. Port Rosette, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Okay, excellent. All right, so I think that we're good for now. Okay, so go ahead, Principal Ron. Thank you once again for taking on this role. Someone else was scheduled, but they are not on program. They are not here this morning. So thank you for taking on that role. She's going to now do scripture reading and interpretation.
Yes, the scripture is coming from Psalm 121. This is one of my favorite songs when I go into prayer. It starts off with, I will lift up my eyes into the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made the heaven and earth. Those first two lines, those first two verses, let us know that whenever we're in distress, whenever something that is going wrong, our first tendency is to stress, is to wonder, how are we going to fix the situation? What are we going to do? Who are we going to call? You know, but the first person to call is God, because that's where your help comes from. No one else can, you know, fix that situation better than God. My help comes from the Lord. He will not suffer, and verse 3 tells us, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. I mean, he's not sleeping. He's not going to slumber. He's wide awake. He's taking care of that situation even before you call. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber or sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade at thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. So God is preserving you. You know, when the sun is hot, high moon, and you're under a tree or you're under something that covers you, that's providing a shade. You know, and that's what God does. He keeps us from danger. He put a hedge of protection around us. You know, when I had that accident several weeks ago, God protected me, because I could have died. I should have died in that accident. The way everybody looked at that accident and the way the car was totaled, I should have died. But he protected me, and that's what he does. The Lord, verse 7 says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. There's all sorts of evil that's going on in this world. And he's preserving us. He's protecting us. He's keeping us back from things that we could have gotten into or someone could have gotten to us. But he protects us from our enemies. And verse 8, the last verse says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in this time forth and forevermore. That means the minute that you step out of your door in the morning, you're praying, you're calling on the Lord, you're asking him for protection, he protects you. Until you come back in again, he protects you. God is our deliverance. He is our protector. Read 21, almost on a daily basis, as a reminder, who is your protector? Who is your help? The next time you want to stress about the problem, stop. Don't stress and remember and read Psalms 121. Remember to lift up your eyes into the hill from which cometh your help, our help. Our help comes from God and the Lord alone. No one else. Remember that the next time that a problem arises. Don't stress. Be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so very much for that, Sister LeBron. We certainly do appreciate that. Thank you for filling in as well. At this time, we're going to, we were scheduled to also have Focal Point this morning, staying focused on God's word to avoid letting your guard down for the enemy. What we're going to do now is we're going to have a first early morning testimony by Elder Tyrone Sanders. We're going to have an early morning testimony. He's going to give us a brief testimony this morning about how good God has been to him. Good morning, Elder Tyrone.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Just blessed and highly favored. Thank you for asking. We are certainly looking forward to your testimony this morning.
Good morning. Testimony begins with how God has favored each and every one of us here on this, because he created us. The young lady just before I began, I was listening to how she said to trust in God and do. I put my trust in him. I'm looking at Psalms also. Psalms 56, verses 3 through 4. And what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his words. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. This is a psalm that I repeated to myself as I was told to turn myself into the federal authorities to be incarcerated. And being nervous to go into this type of incarceration, didn't know what to expect. Mom had always brought me up to believe and trust in God, but I couldn't believe that I had to turn myself into the authorities. Not handcuffed, but turn myself in. I thought about running, being a fugitive. I thought about going to some other country, Africa, or some place where I didn't think they would look for me. But I had to trust in him. Yes, I was afraid because didn't know what to expect. This little thin rail guy was turning himself into the authorities, and where was God? And so as I did, I remember my first weekend there when some brothers, some Christian brothers, invited me to a Friday night prayer meeting. The Friday night prayer meeting consists of whites and blacks. And I said, sure, I'll go. As I attended, the leader of the group started talking about the Bible. He started talking about that things had changed in the Bible, especially about the Sabbath day. We didn't have to keep it. That God, when he rose on Passover weekend, had changed the dates around. And that Holy Spirit said, keep your mouth. Well, the Holy Spirit didn't say that. This was me saying, keep your mouth shut. Just don't talk about this. You just in here for listen to what the brothers got to say, and then you go back to your bunk. But that Holy Spirit is something. I thought about this first. What time am I, my friend? I would trust in thee. So they didn't know me, who I was, but I raised my hand. And I started talking about who is our creator. I took them to Genesis chapter 1, how God created the world in 6 days and rested on, you know, what day he rested on. I talked about Genesis chapter 2 and how he blessed us and how it was an honored day. I went to Exodus. I kept going to the verses that God brought back to my remembrance and talking about the Sabbath. Exodus 8. Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. I say we were all convicted of some type of crime. We broke the law. The judge told us this is what we had to do. This is God giving us his commandments and told us to remember this Sabbath day. I talked about Isaiah when we get to heaven, that the Sabbath will be kept on a daily, weekly time period. I talked about Jesus as his tradition and then went to Revelation, as it said, his commandments and the faith of Jesus Christ. And they looked at awe and bewilderment that this young person or young man would talk about Christ in this way. I say this because we have to trust in God in all our hopes. The young lady who was in the car accident, God knows what we need. He will deliver in his time, in his time. I realize that he has appointed me to work in the justice system, man. We have brothers and sisters who are incarcerated, and I had an alliance with the folks, Second Chance Alliance. Brother had been in prison for over 27 years, innocent of a crime. It finally took him that long. As we wait for Christ to come again, he has given us a promise to trust in him, and he will deliver us through any given situation. This is my testimony, how God has been good to me. Thank you so much, Brother Walker.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing the blessings of God in your life and how I'm so glad that you did do what you felt was the right thing to do and how God turned that situation into a blessing to manifest his word. Speaking of the word, thank you so much, Elder Elder Tyrone Sanders, for that. Speaking of the word, this morning I'm going to go ahead and present the focal point this morning. And since our theme today is the power in the spoken word that will be brought to us at the appointed time by Minister Teresa Parnell, I want to go ahead and share with you all. Since Elder Tyrone talked about the word of God. In Isaiah 55:11, at some point I'd love for you all to read that. God spoke and he says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So once again, God is talking about his word, the power and the spoken word. And this is part two today, you all. So, you know, there's oftentimes when we listen to people, and sometimes those people don't have a clue of what they're really talking about because they think they have the answers for your life, for all of our lives, and they don't even have the answers for their own lives. But yet they are given their words as it's an affirmative word from their opinion. Even when you go to the medical doctor for a diagnosis or even prognosis in some cases, they're telling you that it's okay. They recommend that you get a second opinion, a second opinion. And that second opinion oftentimes is a second medical opinion, just in case there may have been a mistake that was made on their part, which we've discovered that many mistakes are made throughout life because everything is a practice. And so I'm here to remind you all today that so shall God has he spoken this in Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, out of the mouth of God, he's talking about, his own mouth, it shall not return unto me. God's talking about himself. It shall not return unto him void. Excuse me. But it shall accomplish that which he pleases, that I please, he says, and it shall prosper, and the thing whereto I sent it. So, you know, I would love for you all at some point to read this and dissect those words. So he speaks in a very powerful tone. When you use the word shall, and only God's words are absolute, not anybody else's words are absolute. They're just given an opinion. I had a friend of mine who I spoke to earlier this week, I think it was Thursday, who I was sharing with her an idea that I had tremendous success on several years ago. And it was so successful that it actually was overwhelming for me. The success became overwhelming. And she, instead of her being encouraging to me, she was rather discouraging. If I had allowed her, she would have been discouraging because she says, oh, I wouldn't do that project again, you know, and blah, 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 and, you know, and she just laughed and as a mockery about it. Well, I've also had other friends that have come along and I've shared certain ideas with them. You know how when you're thinking about doing something and you're trying to get support, you're soliciting support from the people who you think care about you enough to want to encourage you, support you, and your dreams, your ambitions. And I'm here to tell you that I didn't realize that there were so many dream killers out there. There are so many what they call haters out there. There are so many people forming their opinions out there who don't have a clue of what they're talking about. And that success that I had several years ago was so overwhelming that I decided to give that up. But then I thought about it as I was talking with this friend of mine. I said, you know, she's not God. Even if it's a guy, he's not God. Only God's word is absolute. So I began to immediately rebuke that word from them. Rebuke that word from them. And sometimes, you know, we don't want to hurt our friends or family members' feelings when they're telling us something that, oh, you can't do this here. That won't work. This won't work. Family members, too, and friends, so-called friends. This won't work. Their words are not God's word. Only God's word is absolute. Now, how is she going to tell me something that won't work when it worked before and it was so successful that I decided to step down from it? And again, even family members told me 3 years ago when I wanted to launch a project. And they were saying, very dear friends, family members to my heart. And they said, no, don't do that. And I was sharing it with them because I felt I could trust them. I felt I could trust them for their support, their love and encouragement. And they said, don't do this. Then I begin to realize that I study my word, the word of God, every single day. The word of God, the power of the in the spoken word. I study his word every single day. And when God doesn't say no, that means I've got a green light. So I begin to rebuke that from my loved ones. And I can tell you today, 3 years later, that that project that they told me don't do has turned out to be extremely successful. Beyond measure, extremely successful, beyond measure. You see, so I've realized that, you know, when God says yes, you don't need anybody else's opinion. When God says yes, you don't need anybody else's thoughts. When God says yes, that's all you need. He's put a period to it. And I believe that it bothers God when we have to go to somebody else for confirmation of something that he's already given us. So I'm here to tell you all this morning in this focal point, when God has given you his word is the only word that's absolute. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, out of God's mouth. It shall not return unto me void, he says, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. You know, when he said, let there be light, there couldn't be darkness. There couldn't be darkness because it pleased God to send the word for light. So it pleased him that light came because he sent his word. And he said, let there be light. That's the only word. That's the only word that's absolute. So please, you all, please, please, when somebody is telling you something, don't accept that in your spirit. Rebuke that and say thank you, but no thank you, because your word is not God's word. Only God's word is absolute. And it may seem like it's going to offend somebody's feelings, but let them know, hey, put it to God. You're not God. You don't speak this over my life. And I'm telling you all not just what I've read, I'm telling you what I've experienced, the power in the spoken word of God, not man. And see, I think that's where we go wrong sometimes. We trust man. We trust man. We trust man instead of trusting the Creator who created man. So I leave you all with that, Isaiah 55:11, and I'm certain that the speaker of the hour is going to come on with a dynamic message for us this morning. The power in the spoken word. Please, folks, under the sound of my voice, don't let anyone ever speak into your spirit their words, because their words are not God's absolute word, and he's the only one that has an absolute power in his word. And when he puts a period, and forgive me for taking more time on this, but I want you all to get it. I want you to get it. I don't care if it's your husband. I don't care if it's your wife, your son, your daughter, your friend, your best friend. You know, I don't care who it is, a professional person, because that's only God's word. That's important, you all. Only God's word will not come back to him void. You know, I've got to stop and go on now because I didn't come to preach this morning. So we're going to go ahead with that. We're going to, at this time, have special music by Elder Jude. We're just waiting on him to press 1 on his dial, so we'll bring him in, and he's going to bless our hearts this morning with special music. Good morning, Elder Jude, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. In his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, never disconnected. In his arms, I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. In his arms, I feel protected. And in his arms, never disconnected. In his arms, I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. That's why falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Yes, it is. It's the best thing I've ever done. It's the best thing I've ever done. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Fall in love with Jesus. It's the best thing I've ever done. Awesome. Awesome. Very awesome. At this time, we're going to have our first prayer warrior this morning. We're going to get right to the program and have our very first prayer warrior. We're going to bring in Sister Sheila, who she's going to take pad and pencil, and we're going to open up the phone lines. If you have a special prayer request, press 1 on your dial. Some of you all are already online. You may have a special prayer request that you've already pressed one. She's going to write down your name. Please give her your name clearly and your prayer request. Give her your name and your prayer request. We have three prayer warriors that will be coming to us this morning. So give her your name clearly. And if you're interceding for someone, give that person's name. But give it to her clearly so that she can write it out. And if it's kind of a, not to be offensive, but if it's a difficult pronunciation, we're going to ask that you spell that name, even though God can interpret it all. But we're going to just ask that you speak clearly, give it to her, so that we can petition the throne of grace to seek God's power. Good morning, Sister Sheila, and welcome to today's program.
Good morning.
Okay, so we're going to now open up the phone lines for those of you all who may have a special prayer request. And we're going to also ask that if you'd be so kind, if you don't have a special prayer request and we open up the phone line, to kindly mute yourself, mute your phones, so that we don't pick up any noise in the background. Please do that, you all. Mute your phones. If you don't have a special prayer request, please mute your phones at this time. If you do have a special prayer request, the lines are now open.
I have a prayer request for my daughters, Ashley and Iman, and their travel group, the Safe Travel.
Give her your name, please. Give your name and then the name of the individuals, please, you all.
My name is Dee, and the travel group is with Ashley and Yvonne.
Ashley and Yvonne.
They're traveling with. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Good morning.
Hello, Sister Sheila. Sister Sheila, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, this is Pastor Castell Roll. You know, we're always praying, you know, for others around us. A lot of people are going through a lot of changes, you know, and they're looking for a better way. And my prayer is that we, you know, pray for these people, you know, that God will open their eyes and you know, to find that better way, and also to remember me. I have some, you know, concerns, you know, health-wise, and of course we have, you know, man's extremities, God's opportunity. I know that. So, you know, continue to pray for me that I might continue to achieve, you know, better health. You know, we got good health, but better health and wellness, and pray for the mission that Dr. Walker is on. Is, you know, we represent 7 countries, and I know more is to come. So we want to pray that we can work together in helping him, our fearless leader, Dr. Walker, achieve the goals, objectives, and the purpose and the mission that he have to help hurting humanity. That's all I have.
Okay, Pastor Roll, thank you for that.
Okay,
anyone
we'll
else? I'm sorry.
Anybody else? I'm sorry, Ms. Sister Sheila. All right, we'll go with those.
Okay. Dear God, we just love you and thank you so much for all that you've given us in this life, for the way that you care about every detail of our lives, Father. We just praise your name for being our God, for taking care of us, for watching over us, for hearing our prayers, for answering in the perfect way that you know how, Father. I just pray right now for Dee and her daughters, Ashley and Yvonne, safe travels for their group, Father. You know where they're going, what they're going to be doing. We just pray that you will protect them, watch over them, and give them safe travels, Lord. Right now for Pastor Roe, Father, he's your servant, and we thank you for him and the way that he shares your love with others, Father. We just pray that you will continue to bless him, help him through his life, help him to have better health, Lord. Support him, help him, Father, to look for ways to achieve better health and to walk through those doors that you've opened for him, Father. And we know there are a lot of people in this life going through changes right now. Lord, we pray that you'll open their eyes to see you and only you, your wisdom and your way for them. We also pray for the mission, Father, that you will bless it in a special way. Help us to look for others to get involved in this mission. Help us to pray and seek your guidance and your will for the mission, Father. Help us to support Dr. Walker in the way that you want us to, Father, through prayer, encouragement. And we just thank you so much for the blessings that you'll give us, Lord. We thank you most of all for Jesus, Father, at this time. And we pray that you'll continue to guide us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Sheila, for such a powerful prayer. Thank you so very much. At this time, we're going to continue with our program. We're going to now move into the transition of another testimony this morning. This young lady has a very powerful testimony, and I'd love for you all to pay close attention to it, because what God has done for her, I am certain he can do for you. Good morning, Sister Willette. I almost want to refer to her as Minister Willette Wilkerson. Good morning, Minister Willette. It's nice to have you with us. We certainly look forward to your testimony this morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Praise God for life this morning. I'm blessed to be a part of this program this morning. Thank you for having me, Dr. Walker. just want to take a brief moment and share what God has done. He's done so much, but I'm going to just share a little bit of what is going on recently. I was having a lot of pain in my back and also in my hip area for about, I would say it started about 4 years ago. And then each year it just progressively got worse. And then along with that came some headaches that I did not associate one with the other, but I had these really bad headaches to the point that I was referred to a neurologist, and I went through a series of tests. None of the tests would come back showing anything. They couldn't find what the headaches was related to. They put me on medicine for a little while, and I said, you know, I don't think I need to be on medicine because you guys don't really know what you're treating, so I asked to be taken off the medicine. One of the medicines they put me on for the headaches at that time was a medication for having seizures, which I had never had seizures. And when I studied the medication itself, because I'm not used to taking medicine, before all of this, I was typically very healthy, had an everyday workout routine, and the pain in my back and hip caused me to not be able to continue with my fitness program. So when they recommended the medicine for my headache, I studied it and found that it was a medication that they typically give for seizures, and that it's very hard to come off of that medicine, or you will begin to have seizures if you don't come off the medicine correctly. So with all that standing of the medicine part of it, I just prayed to God that he would take care of me, but I asked God to not let me have seizures because I never had a seizure before. I just didn't want to be on medicine for no reason at all. So I went back to the neurologist and I said, I really want to come off the medicine. So they decreased the dosage until I came off of it really quickly. Fast forward, the pain got so bad that I started losing sleep. I would say last year. I went through all of the pain management and went through therapy. The pain still did not subside. So I was sleeping at this point about 2, maybe 3 hours a night, and I'm still working, so I had to get up and go to work the next day, and just became very heavy. And so I went back to the doctor, and I said, there's got to be something you guys can do. You know, my hip and back is hurting way too much. couldn't even put on my right shoe and right sock myself. My husband had to start putting on my shoe and sock every day for work. So they decided in December that I would need to have a hip replacement surgery. They looked at it again and said, well, we see that your hip joint is really gone. And so that's what's causing the pain. And I said, okay, what can we do? And it wasn't nothing they can do short of surgery. I said, okay, so let's just do it. So on April 4th, I had the surgery, which was recently. And 2 weeks later, they told me I was going to be off work until July, after the holiday, after July 4th. 2 weeks after the surgery, I was walking, and the home therapist was here, and they discontinued the home therapy because he said that I was doing way better than they projected. And so they didn't need to continue the service. They was going to discontinue it. So 2 weeks after the surgery, I was no longer in therapy. So this is going on week 5, I think. and I'm able to do a lot of the things I couldn't do for myself before, things as simple as putting on my own shoe and sock. We take things for granted, but it's simple things like that that I was so appreciative the day that I could put on my shoe and my sock. But now going back to the day after the surgery, they took my pressure. Okay, associated with the headaches, I'm sorry, I skipped a little bit. Associated with the headache, my pressure would never go down. I had never had pressure problems before. So when these headaches would come, I would have very high blood pressure spikes. And so the day after the surgery, they took my blood pressure, and it was perfect, like literally perfect, 120 over 70. And a week after the surgery, they took my pressure again, and it was the exact same. And I said, wow, my pressure is good. And they said, yeah, your pressure is perfect, especially for your age. I'm a little bit younger than Dr. Jesse Walker. So I have been taking my pressure every day since, and my pressure still remained really good. So I went back to the doctor, I think, three weeks in, and they took my pressure again, and they said, wow, your pressure is doing so good. And I said, well, I didn't have pressure problems before this. And I said, it came to me that the pressure elevation was related to the headaches, and the headaches also came as a result of all this pain I was in. And so the pressure was related to pain. And after I had the surgery, although I had pain from having physical surgery, I did not have the pain of my hip joint being gone. So I think that one, solving that problem eliminated the other problems. So I praise God that I am on the mend and I am recovering. I thank God that I am getting through to the other side. I will have my healthy, better self again. I will return to my workout regimen. And I'm just giving God the praise for all of it, because the surgeon himself said the surgery was so clean that he asked to use my case as one of his studies. He said, you came through miraculously. Thing was so clean inside, no issues at all. Your body reacted very well to everything. Almost 2 weeks, I had about 30 staples, and almost 2 weeks after the surgery, the scar is even almost completely gone. And he said, I don't even know what happened. Like, I don't understand why this heals this way. He said, this is just beautiful. He kept calling it beautiful. And I kept saying, this is just a blessing. I said, this is God. This is God healing me from the inside out. He has to heal me on the outside so that the non-believers can see. But I know that my healing came on the inside, which they can't see. So I gave God the praise. I continue to give him the praise. I continue to lift his name and share my story of how good God is and what he can do. And so I just wanted to get on the line this morning and share with you all that even when the doctors say, this is what's going on, we're going to do this because of this, do your own research, study, and then also pray that it's the right thing to be done. I knew that when I got to the point of having surgery, that was the thing that I needed, and I didn't need a bunch of medicines that was not going to fix the problem, just put a Band-Aid on it. And so I give God the praise for what has done. I'm home continuing to heal, but I know that I will heal completely and that God will get me on the other side of my recovery, and I will be better than I was before. So to God be the glory for all he has done. thank you for allowing me to have this time to share, Dr. Walker.
And thank you, Minister Willette Wilkerson, for sharing that with us, believing in the power of the spoken word, that you persisted and that you didn't give up, knowing that your body was giving you a signal that something was wrong. And you persisted, and you went on to let those doctors know that they've got to do something, because that's what God has given them that knowledge for, to serve his purpose. So thank you for sharing that, and we're glad that we certainly look forward to your youthfulness, since you're younger than I am, to get back out there on on your regiment, and we thank you for that, Sister Minister Wilkerson. Mm-hmm. All right, for blessing our hearts. Morning, we're going to go ahead now with, let's go ahead now and bring in, what we'll do then, let's go ahead now with another a prayer warrior. We're going to bring in another prayer warrior this morning. And once again, if you have a special prayer request, give your name and then give the name of the person or your special prayer request. And if you're interceding for someone, please be so kind to give that name as well. Our next prayer warrior will be Sister Rosette Campbell Lynch, a.k.a. Poet Rosette. She's going to go ahead, and we're going to open up the phone lines. If you have a special prayer request, press 1 on your dial, so that she'll be able to take your prayer request, and she'll take about 2 or 3 of these. Good morning, Sister Sister Campbell, a.k.a. Poet Rosette.
Good morning, Dr. Walker, and all of you that are on the line this morning in Radio Land. It's so good to be here. I want to start off with 1 John 5:14 through 15. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. And so I'm so grateful for that promise that God has given us, that we can have confidence in coming to him and knowing that he's going to work out his will. So go ahead with your prayer request.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me? Okay. Good morning, Dr. Yes. Walker. Yes. Good morning, Pastor Rose. And good morning, Port Rosette, and everyone on the line. This is Sister Marjorie. I'm just calling for prayer for, everyone in Radioland, you know, that, and for my family and for myself, and just for all the people who are sick, and for everyone who have lost their loved ones. So that is my prayer, and thanking God for all his blessings. And also prayer for my business, to increase my business. Thank you.
Okay, so Radio Land, family and self, people that are grieving and sick, and then also with for God to increase your business.
Yeah.
Okay, bless me. You're welcome.
You bless me.
Good morning, Rosette. It's Sister Sheila, and I have a prayer request for my son who is traveling today from Florida to Ohio. Safe travel mercies, please.
Okay. Good morning, Sister Sheila. I'll pray a special prayer for your son and his travel. Yes.
Thank you. His name is Grant.
Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else? Okay, so we're going to go with these then. Good morning, God. It's so good, Lord, to come and to be in your presence, to realize, Lord, that you never sleep or slumber, and that you are concerned with us. You even know the number of hairs on our head, and you are concerned with the details in our lives, Lord. So we come knowing, Lord, that you are loving, you're merciful, and that your thoughts, Lord, are so much greater than ours, and you know exactly what is best for us. And so, Lord, I come bringing before you Sister Marjorie. She wants us to pray a special prayer for everyone listening in Radio Land. Pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will be in the midst and that whatever is said and whatever is said, Lord, that it will fall on good ground. Oh, Lord, I pray a special prayer for her and her family. Pray that you will continue to bless them as well as her business, Lord. Bless her business and give her wisdom to know, you know, what she needs to do for that increase. Pray, Lord, a special prayer for those who are grieving. I pray that you will comfort them, send your Holy Spirit to comfort them in every way possible and send the right people around them to encourage them. And, Lord, for people who are sick, Lord, we know, Lord, that you are our great physician, our great healer, Lord. And so I'm asking you, Lord, if there's anyone on this line who is sick this morning, Lord, praying in the name of Jesus that as we come claiming the merits of the blood of Jesus, that you will heal them, Lord, and that you will help their unbelief, Lord, that you will work out your will, Lord, to where they receive the help that they need, Lord, to be able to do your will. Oh, I pray, Lord, a special prayer for Sheila. And so grateful, Lord, for talking with her and hearing a little of her testimony. And I pray, Lord, that you will surround her son, Grant, Lord, with your holy angels and grant him traveling mercies. We just want to thank you. We want to praise you, Lord. In addition to that, Lord, I want to pray a special prayer for what is going on, Lord, with the justice system. You know, Lord, that there's so much that needs to be done, Lord, for things to go the way that it should be in terms of your will, Lord, to save and heal people rather than to just incarcerate, Lord. Oh, I pray that you will help people to be impressed, Lord, to go and help the way that they should. It was good hearing that testimony this morning, Lord, and I'm praying, Lord, a special blessing over Brother Sanders, Lord, that you will equip him to continue to do the work that he's doing. We just want to thank you. We want to praise you. Continue to bless Dr. Walker and everyone who is helping in the ministry. We thank you. We praise you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Port Rosette, for such a powerful prayer. Thank you so very much for that. To continue with our programming this morning, we do have one final prayer warrior that will be coming up in Sister Shannon Bright momentarily. And Sister Bright, we will ask that you pray for the Speaker of the Hour, Minister Teresa Parnell, Minister Teresa Parnell, P-A-R-N-E-L-L, who will be bringing us the word. The prayer warrior, Sister Shannon Bright, will be coming to us momentarily, but we still have a few other things that we're going to get to just before that. We have another testimony that we're going to be presented with this morning, another brief testimony that will be brought to us in just a moment, and we're waiting for that now. All right, I believe the party is ready, so we're going to go ahead and welcome Sister Joyce. Good morning, Sister Joyce. Thank you for joining us this morning, and we certainly look forward to your testimony.
Good morning, Dr. and everyone. I'm going to be very brief. I just want to say thank you, Father God, for all that you've done and all that you continue to do for me and my family. Father, he has blessed me so much and in so many ways. But I just want to say, since I've been out of work, which is over a year now, a little over a year, and from having two surgeries, I have never been without a paycheck. It may not have been as much as I made, but I've always been able to provide for myself. I am truly, truly, truly grateful and thankful for that, being able to provide for myself and not have to depend on others. And I also want to thank him. He not only allowed me to have my own home, but he also allowed me to purchase another home in another state. And now I'm selling the home in the other state, and I am so grateful. And I just can't thank him enough for seeing me through all of this. So I just want you all to know, don't give up, no matter what your circumstances may be. God is in control, and let him have his way. Thank you, and be blessed.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Joyce, for that powerful testimony this morning that certainly if God has done it for her, he can do it for others. A woman's been out of work for a year and hasn't skipped a beat. That is powerful. That is powerful as God is providing for her and her family. That is very powerful. Only God can do it. And I go back to his word, Isaiah 55:11, that talks about his word is absolute, you all. And our speaker is going to come to us this morning with how powerful God's word is. And that's the only person you really, whose word you can count on is God's word. And so if you're not getting that, if you haven't gotten that in the past, please get that today, that God's word is the only absolute word out there. And this time we're going to have a praise report followed by our final prayer warrior, which will be Sister Shannon Bright. We're going to have a praise report by Sister Sheila. We're going to bring her back in. Planting the seed for harvesting. Planting the seed for harvesting. She's going to share with us some thoughts that she has, and she's going to give us a praise report, and as we are certainly looking forward to that. Let's go ahead and bring her in at this time. Sister Sheila, welcome back, and we're looking forward to your praise report.
Thank you so much, Dr. Walker. I just want to say, praise God for allowing me to be here and to share what he's done in my life. I shared a couple weeks ago that God had blessed me with a business that just grew like I never thought it would. Just started out as something that I really needed to keep busy after my husband had passed away. And he just blessed it. I don't know why I didn't think he would, but he did. And so recently I've been able to sell that business because I realized that I was working 24/7. And although I was putting God first in my life, I just felt like he was leading me to more service for him instead of just working, to find other ways to serve him. And so I'm just thrilled to death to be involved with this mission and this ministry. And after speaking with Dr. Walker, I think the vision for this mission is to find ways to share God's love with as many people as we can. And so I've been praying, as I know he has as well, for God to open doors and bring people to help expand the radio show as well as this prayer time, and to, so that we can introduce others to Jesus and his love as well as find help for their relationships, you know, in their lives with others and with him. I'd like to share scripture. John 15:12-13 says, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." And we know that Jesus is the greatest example of love for us. And so I, you know, want to follow his example and try to share his love with everyone that I come in contact with. Romans 12:9-10 says, love must be sincere, hate what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in honor, in love, honor one another above yourselves. And I think so, we all know that this day and time we're told that, you know, that we are important, that we are number one, but we need to pray that our society would start putting God first and that we would put others above ourselves. And when we do that, you know, his love can expand and be shared. Thank you, Dr. Walker.
Thank you so very much for that praise report. We certainly thank you. This time we're going to be featured with our third and final prayer warrior. So if you do have a special prayer this morning, that you have a special prayer request, we're going to ask that you, we're going to open up the phone lines momentarily so that you can get your prayer request in. Press 1 on your dial. This is going to be brought to us by Sister Shannon Bright. Okay, let's go here now. Let's bring in Sister Shannon. Good morning, Sister Shannon. Welcome to today's broadcast.
Good morning, Dr. Jesse. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, family. It's a beautiful day to be alive. It's a beautiful day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Excellent, excellent. All right, the lines are now open, you all. For those of you all who have pressed one on your dial, if you do have a special prayer request. And Sister Shannon, we're going to ask for a special prayer for the Speaker of the Hour, Minister Teresa Parnell. So if you'll include her in your prayer, that would be graciously appreciated, Sister Teresa Parnell.
I got her first on my list.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Is there
Good
a prayer
morning.
Request? Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Sister Bright. My name is Sister Joyce, and I'm asking for prayer for my daughter, Taisha. I don't know, she's been wrestling with some things mentally lately and not able to become employed, but I know prayer changes things and God can help her. So if you could pray for her, I would appreciate that.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Sister Tammy?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Tanisha. Just wanted to ask for, I have an unspoken prayer request. Thank you so much.
Is there another?
Yes, this is Sister Willette again. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Just asking for prayer for my husband, who's a little bit under the weather. Just asking God to heal him completely. And then also a prayer for my daughters and my daughter-in-law who are traveling together. Just asking for traveling grace for them as well.
What's your daughter's name and the daughter-in-law?
Tanisha. Tori.
Oh, okay. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Tanisha, Tori. And Brianna. And my husband's name is Tony.
And Tony, okay.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Is there another? Okay, I guess everybody got what they need, so we're going to go ahead and go before the throne. Yeah. Dr. Jesse, you want me to go with those three?
Well,
yes,
I have another one. I have another one.
Hey, Pastor Rose.
This is Pastor Rose. Sister Lewis has been such a blessing to all of us, and she's normally on as a prayer warrior, and I always look forward to, you know, the services she runs. So we want to pray a special prayer of protection and safety for her. Whatever, you know, she might be going through. So that's Sister Lewis.
Amen. That's my friend, and I call her Grandma Lewis. Okay, I'll text her right after this.
All
okay,
right.
Dr.
you want me to, thank you, Pastor Rowe. You want me to go with those?
Okay, Sister Lewis, yes. Are you there? Did you have a special prayer request as well, Sister Lewis?
I've been crying out, but nobody hears me. Can you hear me?
We
hear you, Grandma.
Something was wrong.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Rowe, for remembering me. I've been crying out and nobody could hear me. But here I am, my sister, my daughter. Could you please pray for me? Pray for my children. Aisha, I heard somebody said your daughter is Aisha. Mine is Aisha. Yes. Samantha Lewis, too. Oh, mighty God, have mercy on her. My other daughter, Andreen, and my son, Andre. I'm also praying for my grandboy, who is 18, and he's going to prom tonight. Jesus, I'm trying to prevent him from going, but he says, Grandma, I would love to go. And so he's going, and I ask God's protection over him. Oh, mercy, Jesus. Also,
and what's his name, Grandma Lewis?
Micah. Yes, and also my other grandboy, Zion. Then there is also a friend of mine. Her daughter is down there at the university in Florida, and she had a seizure. She has a seizure, and her name is Biancy. Maybe I'm not even right, but God knows her name. So lift her up in prayer because she's down there and had a seizure because she's a type 1 diabetic. Pump wasn't working right, and so she went into trouble. It's a good thing her roommate went into the bathroom and found her seizing and called 911. But praise be to God, she's talking now. And on her way for great recovery. So continue to pray for her. And also my grandniece, Bianca, and my great-grand-nephew, Joseph James. They are in medical school here and needs help. And I'm just asking God to open the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing so that they'll be able to go to medical school. Bianca and Joseph, he has the name of my father. And so we praise God for their love. And just to put some protection on my baby, my grandbaby, Michael.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Rowe. Thank you for remembering me. I've been crying out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, God heard your cry, Grandma Lewis. He heard your cry.
Hallelujah.
Okay, I'm on my knees.
Praise God.
Father God, Lord, we count it a privilege to go before the throne, Lord. Lord, we are just so blessed that we can pray to the God of the universe, the God that said, let there be light. And to this day, there is still light. The Lord, the God that said, let there be night, and there is still night. The God that separated the seasons, Lord. The God that keeps the world on its axis. The God that when we look in the sky, the sun is in place and the moon is in place, and they're always on time. God, what an awesome God we serve. And Lord, we are just so thankful that we have you, God. Lord, without you, where will we go? No other help we know, oh God. So this morning, we come to you as humbly as we know how, oh God, to lift up, to touch and agree, and to lift up people that are in need. There are so many people going through mental issues as we are in Georgia, and we had the shootout of with the young man, the 24-year-old man, and then in New York, the man that was killed in front of people, choked to death on a train for 15 minutes, and nobody did anything. Oh, God, we are in such perilous times, Lord, where you said in your word that people will become wax cold. God, you said in your word
that the seasons will be unpredictable. You said in your word that in the last days, what is right shall be wrong and what is wrong shall be right. Oh, God, we are there. So, Lord, you said in your word, only those that endure to the end will make it. So, God, please help us because we cannot help ourselves. Thank you for our Dr. Jesse, Lord, that so diligently has this prayer line that we can come to and be lifted up, that we can lift up one another, that we can be encouraged, and we can be constantly reminded, oh, God, that you are God and that you do hear and answer prayers, Lord. So I ask that you continue to bless Dr. Jesse with the desires of his heart according to your will and your way, God, because you said in your word, no good thing will you withhold from your children, God. And because you are God, and if you said it, it is the truth because you can never lie. I lift up the speaker of the hour this morning, Sister Parnell. Lord, bless her. Bless this mighty woman of God as she comes before us to give us the word to break the bread that we need, oh God. Lord, be with her family, Lord. Continue to enlarge her territory. Continue to bless her. Continue to put hedges of protection around her, God, because we know when we are about God's business, Lord, it makes the enemy mad, Lord. But you said in your word that you would lift up a standard against the enemy. So we ask that she come before us, and we're thankful that she would give us a relevant word at this time that we stand in need of. Oh, God, in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-17, it says what? Pray without ceasing, oh, God, because we have so much to pray for. Lord, I lift up Sister Joyce's daughter, Aisha, God, that is in need of prayer, oh, God. Lord, you know the number of hairs on Aisha's head, Lord. We are so thankful that while Aisha was yet in the womb that you knew her, God. So we lift Aisha up, Lord, and we also lift up, stay in order. Lord, we lift up Aisha, Lord. You know what she stands in need of, Lord, and we ask that you just have your way because we know we are in a season, oh, God, that Satan is really after not only the adults but after our children, Lord, because if he can't get us, he's going to get what's closest to our heart. So I just plead the blood of Jesus over Aisha, Lord. Lord, I lift up Tanisha that has an unspoken request. God, it may be unspoken to us, but you are the God that knows all things. If we think it, you know it, Lord. So, Lord, I ask that you just give her the desires of her heart. I ask that you work out whatever situation that is she is requesting prayer for this morning, God, because you are a God. You said the things that we pray in our secret place, in our closets, Lord, that you will reward them openly, Lord. So we just thank you for that. Lord, I lift up Sister Willette that has brought so many people to the prayer line to pray for, because we are touching and agreeing, and we praying because we know that prayer changes things, God. We thank you in advance for the healing of Tony, oh, God. Lord, we ask that you make all organs behave, God, because you are a God that can make crooked places straight and straight places crooked, God. So we trust you with our whole heart. You said by your stripes we are healed, God. So we claim that. Lord, you said that you wish that we prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospereth, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you in advance for his healing, that as we are praying, even now, that you have already worked it out and that he will be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, we lift up her daughter, Tori, Lord, and Brianna, oh God. Lord, we have to cover our children, oh Lord. Lord, because really they're not even our children. When you return, you're going to say, where is Tori? Where is Brianna? Where are our children? Because they are all gifts from you, oh God. So we love them more than anyone, but you love them most. So I ask that you just be with Tori and Brianna, Lord. Safe traveling mercies, Lord. Let nothing that the enemy attempts to do prosper, Lord. And we thank you in advance for that. Lord, we thank you for Pastor Rowe that is constantly on the line interceding for others, Lord, and that he thought of our Grandma Lewis. I ask that you bless Pastor Rowe, his endeavors, Lord, bless his family, Lord, and bless the desires of his heart, bless his request that he did not even make known for himself, Lord. So I ask that you bless him according to your riches and your glory, O God. Lord, we thank you for the mighty woman of God, Grandma Lewis, I call her Grandma Lewis because she's my Grandma Lewis. She's my sister. She's my friend. She's my prayer warrior. She's my nurse. She's my sounding board. She's whatever I need, oh, God. I thank you for this woman of God that is a blessing to many, Lord.
I ask that you be with her. I ask that you be with Grandpa Lewis, Lord. I ask, we are thankful for the healing power over their bodies, Lord. We are thankful that when the enemy came in and tried to attack bodies, Lord, you lifted up a standard against them and said, no, this is my child, and I have plans for them. So, God, we are all still here simply because your yes is yes, your no is no, and your weight is weight, oh, God. Lord, I lift up Aisha. I lift up Andrine. I lift up Andre, Lord. Be with them, Lord. Continue to bless their health and their wealth. Continue to bless their coming ins and their going out. And I'm praying for them and my son, Christopher, and all of us on the line that above all things that our children will have a closer relationship with you. Because, Lord, we know that the time is drawing nigh, Lord, and when we will see you come and break through the clouds, Lord. And we want to make it into the kingdom. We want our family and our friends and our children, our husbands and wives, we all want to make it into the kingdom, oh, God. Lord, I lift up Micah. Lord, Grandma Lewis is anxious about this prom, but Lord, in the word, you said be anxious for nothing, but I know that she's anxious, but we know that Micah is covered because you have put that hedge of protection around him, Lord, as he goes to this prom, Lord, that he will be a beacon of light, Lord, wherever he goes, Lord, and that you will lift up a standard against the enemy, that nothing that the enemy attempts to do will prosper, and that Micah will continue to hear the Holy Spirit speaking into his ear, and the words of wisdom from his grandmother, oh, God. Lord, we lift up Zion, Lord. We lift up Nancy that is having seizures, Lord. We lift up her niece, Bianca, Lord, and Joseph, as they are attempting to go or in medical school, oh, God. Lord, we are so thankful that, Lord, you bless the gifts of our hands, and, Lord, the gifts of our hands, you also bless financially and whatever we need, oh, God. You said just ask, Lord. So many things we may be missing out on because we simply did not ask you, God, for what we need. Because, Lord, you own all things. And, God, we are so, so thankful. And we just honor you and we praise you and we love you, God. Lord, and we thank you not only for what you will do, but we thank you for all of the things that you have done. As you have protected our sister from the horrible accident, God, that could have killed her, Lord. And, Lord, so many things that if we could see, if our eyes were open, God is such a good God that he even blinds us from things that we should not see. Because if we could really see the things in the spiritual realm, Lord, we probably would all fall out and die. But, God, you are such a gracious God and a God so filled with wisdom that you know just what we need. And, Lord, we just thank you, we honor you, we praise you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that is not only interceding for this prayer request right now, but interceding for us all the time, Lord, petitioning the throne for us, making our prayers as they should be. And God, we just thank you. Of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, God, our strength, our redeemer, in Jesus' name, you are good and your mercy endure forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for that powerful prayer, as you always give us. And we're certainly happy that Minister Lewis is back with us this morning and that the Spirit put out here that something was wrong and we had to find her. But God did that this morning, you all. So he worked right on the prayer line this morning, as he always does. This morning, the time is escaping us, and we want to certainly give the Speaker of the Hour her due diligence in bringing the word. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and have the introduction of the speaker, which I will be presenting to you all in just a moment. We're having a little technical difficulty over here. Help us, Holy Ghost, to bring this. Okay, here we are. Thank you. Our Speaker of the Hour, she was on the program a few weeks ago. She did part one of this here, The Power in the Spoken Word. Today is part two of that. Minister Parnell was ordained in the gospel ministry in 2019 at the Rising Star Baptist Church in Emporia, Virginia. She's also a certified master life coach from the Transcendent Life Coaching Institute of Atlanta, Georgia. She has a focus on personal development and wellness. Minister Pannell also received certification from the American Association of Christian Counseling, better known as the AACC, as a pastoral counselor. She is the owner and founder of Conversations by the Well, LLC, which she empowers, coaches, counsels, and encourages others to live their best lives for the kingdom of God. I've had the pleasure and honor of knowing Pastor Minister Pannell for some time now, and let me tell you, she presents herself as truly a woman of God. At this time, the next voice that you will hear will be our singer for the Song of Meditation, who will bless us in ministry, coming from Sister Tanisha Osborne. And the next voice you should hear after the Song of Meditation should be that of our Speaker of the Hour, Minister Teresa Pannell. Hear ye her.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all, and all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I surrender all, Jesus, I surrender all, and all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, everyone, and God bless you all on today. I just want to thank Dr. Jesse once again for the opportunity to share God's word. And thank you all for the prayers, the scriptures, the songs, and words that were already spoken. I bring you greetings from Richmond, Virginia. So since Dr. Jesse has already preached this morning, I pray that the message that God gave me will add to what he has already brought forth. So let's pray. Father, we just bless you and praise you. We praise you for your mighty acts, and we praise you according to your excellent greatness. We thank you once again for this day that you have allowed us to see. We thank you for the air that we breathe. We thank you for the activity in our limbs and for waking us up in our right minds, as the sister prayed earlier. So Holy Spirit, we welcome you here right now to open our eyes of understanding, open our ears to hear what you have for us on today. We bless you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So the last time we talked, we were talking about the power of the spoken word, and we talked about how in Genesis 1, how God, everything he spoke, it came to pass. It was created, and it was very, very good. Everything God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God said, let there be fish in the sea. And there were fish.
And he also said, let us make man in our image and our likeness, which means God has given us the ability to speak those things into existence. Amen. Jesus said in Mark 11:24, we speak to the mountains and circumstances in our lives, and don't doubt, but believe we can have what we say. So as I was preparing this message about the power in our words, I began to look at how can we effectively stand on God's word to see the manifestation of his promises in our lives. So today I want to talk about three areas that we need to practice in order to see these manifestations of our spoken words, because our words have power, and we must align our words with God's words and his promises. We know that in Isaiah 55, God said his word will not come back to him void, as Dr. Jesse has already enlightened us on today, and that he is not a God that should lie. So God's word has power when he speaks. When he speaks, things come into fruition, right? So one of the first things we need to do is we need to see it. We have to see God's promises. We have to see it into existence, or you can say faith it into existence. So I want to talk about Genesis 12. We know the story when God told Abraham to leave his country and family and go to a place that he's going to show him. In verse 7, the Lord appeared to Abram again and told him that he would give Abram's descendants the land that he would show him. So after God spoke to Abram, he continued the journey toward the south. Then the famine came, and the scripture says it was a severe famine. So he went down, Abraham went down to Egypt. And just a side note, you know, even when God has promised, like he promised Abraham and his descendants, he didn't tell Abraham he would have to go through some things on the way to the blessing. So even though God promises our yes and amen, sometimes we still have to go through a journey or a process to get there. So Abram stayed in Egypt for a while until the Pharaoh found out that Sarai was his wife instead of his sister, or along with his being his sister, because she was his half-sister. So he sent Abram away, his wife and everything that he had. So by this time, Abram was rich. In fact, he and Lot had so much wealth and cattle and other livestock that their men, they couldn't even work together. They couldn't get along. So they had to part ways. So in Genesis 13, I want to pick up there. It says, and the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, lift up your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. And I will make your descendants as dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then their descendants also be numbered. Arise, walk in the land through its length and its width, for I give it to you. So now, do you notice here that God speaks to Abram again only after Lot departs from him? Sometimes we have people around us that are not supposed to be attached to us, and this can affect how we hear from God and how we walk out God's plans for our lives. But God told Abram to lift up his eyes and see. So whatever it is that we are praying and believing God for, we have to see it with our spiritual eyes, not our natural eyes. Abram spoke those things that be not as though they were. We have to know what God promised us. Sometimes we have to sit back with our eyes closed and imagine what it would look like and feel like for our prayers to be answered. Remember that song, Just My Imagination by The Temptations? The man was imagining being married to this woman with a house, a white picket fence, 2 to 3 kids, but he didn't even know her. So we have to know what we want, like this man knew, and could see himself with this woman. We have to see the situation and circumstance work out for our good. We have to see ourselves having everything God promised. There is power in vision. People who are visionaries, they're usually leaders like CEOs and they're entrepreneurs, they're pastors, because they can see 5 to 10 years down the road. They can see the business prospering. They can see the new building being completed. They can see their ministry flourishing. So we have to see it by faith. Just like when the children of Israel were getting ready to cross the Red Sea and they saw the Egyptian army approaching and they cried out to the Lord. And after they cried out to the Lord, then they started complaining and blaming Moses for them being in that predicament. That's how we can be sometimes. God delivers us from situations, but because we're in transition and it's unfamiliar territory to us, we panic and we want to go back to that old life. They had witnessed God's power in Egypt over and over again. God told them he was going to deliver them. But instead of them believing what God said and walking in faith, they only saw with their natural eyes. Then Moses had to tell them, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes we have to stop and remember what God has already done for us. The same thing happened when Moses sent out the 12 spies to spy out the land of Jericho. What happened? Joshua and Caleb came back seeing victory while the other 10 saw themselves defeated. They spoke words of defeat. There was no faith. They saw themselves as grasshoppers in the sight of the enemies. You see, in Hebrews 11:1, it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And verse 6 goes on to say, and without faith, it's impossible to please God, because he who comes to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God moves on our behalf by our faith. So we have to open our eyes and see those things that be not as though it is. The second thing we have to do is meditate, think it into existence, which means meditate on the word. So as we meditate on God's promises, the book of Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. That word meditate means to mutter under your breath, to keep reciting, to keep repeating and re-speaking God's words. You know how we go around talking to ourselves? Well, we have to memorize and ponder scripture on a regular basis. We have to intentionally speak and apply God's word to our lives. Amen. In Psalms 1, it says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. And verse 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. If we, as children of God, can pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, and thank God without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 2:13, then we can meditate day and night on God's truth. Basically, this scripture is saying we should be in a constant state of communion and fellowship with God. Because in Proverbs 23:7, it says, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That means whatever we ponder and think on is what will manifest outwardly. If we think on things that are negative, if we think on things that we can't do it, if we think on things that we're defeated, if we think on, we're constantly thinking negative thoughts, that's what we're going to have. You know, rich people constantly think on, they don't even watch a lot of TV. Rich people will read books that encourages them. They read books. They listen to other people who speaks encouraging words, who speaks life into them. So as we ponder what's in our heart, as we think it, we got to put thoughts, we have to put good thoughts in our mind. I have this book called Successful Women Think Differently. And she says it all depends on what you're thinking. So you have to think what the word of God says about you. The word says you're blessed coming in and blessed going out. The word says that you have everything that you've been given. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof in it. So God has told us that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. So we have to meditate on those things. In Philippians 4:8, it instructs us on what to meditate on. It says, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report. If there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. I remember I felt sick. I thought I was coming down with something not long ago. And I had to start coming back with God's word and say, nope, no sickness or disease can attach itself to my body. My body is for the Lord and the Lord is for my body. And as I meditate, even during communion, because, you know, years ago when my kids were young and they would get sick, and, you know, I don't know about you, but if you have young mothers, your baby's sick, everything just stops. And I remember they would have a fever, maybe 104. I would call the doctor. The doctor would just give him some Tylenol. But I would have to stop and meditate and take communion and remember what Jesus did on the cross and remember that I can't, there's nothing else I can do, but God, I'm depending on you. Your word says that by your stripes we are healed. Amen. And after that, a couple hours later, fever broke, child was doing great. So these are the things that we have to meditate on. Meditate on things that are praiseworthy, things that are good. We keep filling ourselves, even with the news, we keep filling ourselves with negative stuff. It begins to weigh you down. But as we fill ourselves up with the word of God, then every time we come into a situation, the word of God will come out before anything negative will come out. Character and conduct begins in our mind, and our actions are affected by the things that we dwell on in our thoughts. You start thinking, you know, when people rob a bank, they don't just go and rob a bank. They've been thinking about it. They've been thinking about, before, you know, I wonder what it'd be like to have that money. I wonder what would it be like to just kind of go in here and not have to worry about that. Or people who commit, you know, if a man or a woman commit adultery, they don't just go out and do it. They've been thinking about it. That thought. So it's those thoughts that we have to take control of. So when our actions are affected by the things that we dwell on in our thoughts. But then if we begin to dwell on how we're going to, I'm going to get this promotion, I'm going to get a raise, I'm going to be healed, I'm going to begin to walk in my healing and walk in health, this is what I'm going to do. And when you start thinking those thoughts and then you back it up with the word of God, it will happen. It will come to pass. You know, our thoughts tell our body what to do. I remember watching, I was in a class, and this man was talking about how the things that you think on, that when you start telling yourself certain things, your thoughts can tell your body to be healed. Or your thoughts, if you start thinking, I'll probably get cancer, you know, cancer runs in my family. When you start thinking those things, that's what you're telling your body to react to. So we have to be careful of the words that we think and the words that we allow to go on in our minds. Our thoughts will direct our actions. So we have to watch our thoughts. If you keep thinking and telling yourself that if you're going to, you know, lose your job or this marriage is not going to work, if you're going to get cancer or that you'll never get ahead, your brain sends that message to your body, and your body will do what it's told, what the brain tells it to do. So we have to think, so as it says in Philippians 4:8, those are the things that we are supposed to think on, things that are good, things of a good report, things that are pure. Amen? So our thinking is critical. It's absolutely critical when it comes to the power of words, because even if we are not speaking them out loud, they are still words that we hear ourselves speak in our minds. So we have to make sure that we are meditating on the word of God and what God's word says about us. It says that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God's word says that the joy of the Lord is our strength, that we're strengthened by his joy. Amen. So the last thing I want to talk about is we have to speak it into existence. Proverbs 18:21 tells us, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Our life mostly reflects the fruit of our tongue. You can tell sometimes about a person's life about what their thoughts and what they've been speaking. So to speak life is to speak God's perspective on any issue of life. If we're sick, he's Jehovah Rapha, our healer. If he's the Lord God that healeth thee. If we're lacking in finances, he's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. The word says that he will hold no good thing from those who walk upright before him. If we are afraid, he said, he's Jehovah Shammah, the God that's always with us, right? His word says that he will never leave us nor forsake us. If we're in trouble, he's Jehovah Sabaoth, our strong deliverer. Hallelujah. So, and on the flip side, to speak death is to declare life negative and to declare defeat or to constantly complain. You know, God is not moved when we come into prayer and we crying and, God, please, God, I don't know why this is happening. Oh, God. God is not moved by our emotions. God is moved by our faith. God is moved when we come back and we bring his word back to him, because he said his word won't come back to him void. So when we speak God's word, we're speaking power and we're speaking life and we're speaking creation and creativity. We're speaking God's word back to him. That way, and he loves his word. He loves to hear his word. But when we speak words that counter what God's word says, we nullify our prayers and we cancel out any good words that we speak. One minute we say, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm going to get this job. I'm going and I'm going to make this much money. And then we turn around and, well, I guess I won't get that job. Well, I guess I won't get a promotion. Or we say, well, you know what? I'm healed. I'm by Jesus Christ. I'm healed. And then we turn around and say, oh, I don't feel good. I guess the doctor said, well, we're going to have to do this. Doctor said there's no hope. But whose word are you going to believe? Right? If you're sick in your body, we can acknowledge what the doctors say, but then we have to put God's word on it and say, Jesus bore all my sicknesses and diseases, and by his stripes, I am healed. Jesus said, speak to the mountains and tell it to move out of your way. And we have to have faith to do that. We have to have faith to move mountains. He said, if you say to the mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and share, and not doubt in your heart, but believe those things that you say. He says, say three times. Believe those things that you say. You shall have what you say. Tell that mountain to get out of your way. Sometimes we have to get mad. We have to call those things that be not as though they were. We have to call people out of darkness into the marvelous light. We have to put the word on it. We have to, if your children are wayward, call them back into the life of God, because God says that your family, that your seed won't be begging bread. That if you raise up your children in the admonition of the Lord, that they, when they get old, they won't depart from it. Amen? So Proverbs 13:3 says, he who guards his lips guards his life, but he who speaks rashly will come to ruin. You have not mastered self-control if you don't control what comes out of your mouth. Words can cut and destroy. That's why in James 3:5 it says, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boast. If we are to be self-controlled, as it tells us in Galatians 5:22, then we have to begin with our tongue. Stop and think before you react or speak. Does this line up with God's word? Is this what God's word says? Or am I speaking deceit? When we take control of our words, we take back our life. As long as our words are in line with the word of God, Satan can't touch us. As you practice speaking life, don't be discouraged if you miss it every now and then. We just have to repent, because see, in Matthew, it says that, you know, we're going to be accountable for every word that we say. So we have to be mindful of the words, because there is power in the words. When you speak stuff to other people, we need to speak words to bring life and to encourage them. We need to speak to people and bring them up and speak the word of God on their lives, because that's what we're here for. We're here as Christians to bring life. We to spread the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. And in order to do that, that's how we change people's lives. When the world see us talking negatively, and they don't see no change in our lives, they figure, well, what do we need Jesus for? What do we need that kind of lifestyle for? We're looking at you, and you're not walking in joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. That's what our lives should look like, because we're constantly meditating and singing songs in our mind. Amen? We constantly work praying on the word of God. We're constantly meditating on God's word. So if you mess up, you say something, just repent and call those words back that you may have said and say, oh, nope, I cancel that in the name of Jesus, and I speak that life will come from this. Amen. So just repent, get back on track, because whatever you say, that's what you're going to have. That's what you're going to have. Amen. Well, that concludes my message. Just wanted to add a little bit to what Dr. Jesse had already preached this morning on God's word won't come back to him void. And we have to begin to know what God's word is in this day and time, and in these last days, we have to know what God's word says. And we can't be running trying to find the Bible to read it. Get that word in your heart, because out of their heart flows the issues of life. Remember when Jesus told the people, he said, it's not what goes in. Because they were fussing about, they didn't wash their hands. Jesus said, it's not what goes in, it's what comes out. In Proverbs, it says, out of the issues that guard your heart, because out of it comes the issues of life. We are to, things that come out of us should be godly things and should be things of power and good, because that's what God's word is. God changes us from the inside out. Amen. Amen. I hope this message helps someone. I hope it encourages someone. And I pray that you have a blessed rest of the day. Amen.
Amen. Sister Minister Teresa Parnell, we certainly do appreciate that God's spoken word this morning. And you're so right. The scripture says it's not what goes into the man that defiles him, but what comes out that certainly causes ruin. And as she's spoken about the power of the spoken word, I mean, a very powerful word, you can certainly listen to this message in its entirety in the archives at the website, drjessewalker.com. Click on the shows, and you'll be able to catch this message. And I would strongly encourage all of you all to listen to this message again that she's presented, because it's very powerful. And because God's word will not come back to him void. And I encourage you, just to add to what she said here, find the promise. God has over 3,500 promises in the Bible. Find that promise that fits your situation or your circumstance. Find that promise. If it's healing that you need, just as she said, you know, if it's finance, if it's over your children, you know, find God's word. It will not come back to him void, but it will set out and accomplish that which he sends it out to do. And so we give him the praise and glory. And Minister Parnell, we certainly will want you to come back and bless our hearts again in the very near future. Thank you once again. And I want to encourage you all, as we're about to close out, to mark your calendars for May 20th. That will be our next day of praise on the line, May 20th. It's 2 weeks from today. We're going to have Principal LeBron. She will be speaking on Christian education for eternity. So you will not want to miss that broadcast as well. That's May 20th. Principal LeBron will bring us the message. If you desire to participate on any of these shows, particularly on the Saturday shows, and reach out to any of the volunteers that's part of the team or any of the staff that's part of the team, you can reach out to me directly as well. If you'd like to do a focus point, open in prayer, scripture reading and interpretation, if you want to do a testimony, something God has blessed you with, a sermonette, if you'd like to be the speaker of the hour, certainly, you know, they're usually about 20 minutes in length. If you want to be a prayer warrior, if you want to sing, you know, that's one of the dreams I have one day, to be able to just sing on the show. If you want to do a praise report, you know, any of these things, again, focus point, opening prayer, scripture reading, testimony, a poem, any of these things, we certainly welcome you all. And let us know early enough because the programs will fill in time. Also, in this, I want to leave with you all a charge, and that is to bless someone on a daily basis, either with a prayer. Just pray for somebody that you're not accustomed to. Even it can even be your neighbor. Pray for your neighbor. Pray for the world crisis, something specific. Pray for a family member, a loved one. You know, and I also encourage you all to call someone that you perhaps haven't spoken to in a while to encourage, to give them an encouraging word, because we're living in perilous times now where people are just losing hope. They're losing hope in everything. They're even losing hope in God. And we don't, as Minister Purnell was saying, you know, we need to be encouraging to each other and reaching out as aspiring Christians to reach out to our fellow man and woman, to let them know that God loves them, and just to offer some encouraging words. Don't go with our opinions of negativity, but bring an uplifting word to speak into the life of someone, something positive, as she said. So I encourage you all with that charge this week to find a way to lift someone's spirit. Also check on someone this week whom you have not spoken with. Just encourage and show your love for them, to show your love for them. And even if you can be a financial blessing or an emotional blessing to somebody, do it for them. Help them out. So I commission you and charge you and leave you with that for this week. You know, purpose and intentionally say, you know, I'm going to bless somebody. I'm going to call and just check on this family member, you know, and just to see if they're okay. So we're out of time now. I'm going to go ahead and ask Pastor Castile Roll if he'll go ahead and give us the benediction.
Well, thank you so much, Sister Teresa Purnell, for such a powerful message. And let us remember the master formula of getting what we want, which is our glorious leader of leaders. Dr. Jesse Walker has shared with us. The principle is ask, believe, and claim. Ask, believe, and claim it. And say it audibly when you pray, and you'll be able to get the things you want. Now I close it. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory, to the only wise God be honor, glory, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
concludes our program. Shalom. Happy Sabbath.
Okay. Everyone, have a great day. Stay safe and stay well, everyone. And may God bless you all. And all the mothers, happy Mother's Day when it comes. And that was a great sermon, Minister Teresa. And I thank you all. I love you all. Have a great day, everyone. God bless you all.
And God bless you all.